Thanks to Fairmont Homes, 50th birthday bash that's on right now. You can go visit the Display Village to find out more. Eddie Betts joins us in his week off, no less. How are you, Ed?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Ed, thanks so much for coming in when you're on a bit of a break. What have you got, about 3 days off all up?
Yeah, we do, but they balanced it out over the week. So we had Tuesday off, we trained last night, and then we get today off, and then we have a hard session tomorrow, and then we have the weekend off.
Now, I got to say, Ed, I was at the game Friday, and walking over the bridge back to town, you could have heard a pin drop. It was so quiet, and, you know, there's 50,000 people at the game, and everyone's walking back to the city, and they were just, people had their heads down, they were silent, they were sort of ruining what might have been. Was it a similar feeling in the rooms afterwards for the boys? And how did Don try to arrest and reverse that sense of negativity about what happened?
I guess, you know, it was disappointing that, you know, we didn't play the way that we wanted to play. And we knew what was on the line, you know, top four spot. And, yeah, we were disappointed with it. And we didn't really get over it until the Monday because of, you know, the games on the weekend. And yeah, they had that last game, Collingwood Hawthorn, which is, yeah, I was going crazy that one. And yeah, and then on Monday we come in and then we knew exactly where we are. We knew we had, you know, bloody North Melbourne on the following two sad days after. So yeah, it was disappointing, but now we've just got to move on. We've got North Melbourne next Saturday night, and you know, we've got to focus on that.
Because I mean, it clearly could have been better, but it also could have been a hell of a lot worse. I mean, we've still got a home final.
Yeah, we've still got a home final. And even if we did make the top four, we would have only played one home final too, because we would have finished fourth.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like I said, we just got to move on now and focus on Kangaroos.
When you woke up Monday morning, was your immediate thought, geez, I wish we were playing this week, or were you happy for the bye?
Not on Monday morning, but once, you know, like yesterday, I was thinking, I wish we could play this week, but, you know, obviously we've got the bye now, so... yeah, I think it's good. We can get rest up,
yep,
get a hard training session in, and you know, get back into the normal schedule next week.
The North game's potentially going to be tricky, isn't it? Because the, you know, round one, Crows played well, but went to sleep a bit in the third quarter, lost the game, then turned the tables on them with the home game here in Adelaide later this year. Is the biggest risk in the North game? I do not know a single person who follows football who thinks that North are going to win that game. Is the weight of expectation that the Crows have almost got it in the bag something that the club has to be really, really vigilant against, you know, that mindset?
Yeah, I guess so, because we can't go in a game thinking that we're going to, you know, win it and win it easily. You know, we have to go in with the mindset, you know, we have to play the way that we want to play, put the pressure on first and get a good start. And, you know, it's finals footy. Everything's different when it comes to finals footy. You know, the pressure ramps up, the intensity goes up. So I guess, yeah, we just got to go out and get a good start because, you know, like I said, anyone could win it on any given day.
It is that time of the year too, quite aside from the footy on the field, that it's awards season off the field. You got one goal of the year yet again in the 5AA Football Awards on Tuesday night. Terrific to have you along there as well. But also congratulations, named in the All-Australian squad along with five of your teammates. How many Crows do you reckon will ultimately make the final 22?
I don't know. It's a tough one. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Well, you're in. You'll be back, surely.
We're going to have to wait and see. It's on tonight, so.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
60. I'm just thinking, what have you kicked this year? 66 goals?
66 goals, yeah.
How many small forwards have kicked 66 goals plus in a year? I don't think there's too many.
I'm not sure. I think Stephen Milne. Yeah. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at that, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, I reckon there's probably a reasonable argument to be made on that front. We should have a few Crows in there. Six.
Six?
Out of six, you think at least half of them are going to make it.
Yeah, you'd like to think so. I think that'd be
good. Yeah, but that's great. That's a great recognition of how we're going this year. You know, we've got me, Tom Lynch, Josh Jenkins. You've got Rory Laird, Daniel Talia, and Rory Sloan. So we're the most of anyone in the AFL, so... It's great recognition for the way that we're going and the way that we're playing this year.
Is Rory Laird the politest guy on the list? I met him the other night at the Footy Awards. Yeah. He's got to be the most polite, well-spoken bloke I've ever met, I reckon.
He's really nice. And he comes up with just one-liners and the boys just laugh at him every time. Like you said the other night when you said, oh, thanks. Anyone to thank? And he goes, yeah, thanks, Mark. And that's what he said, and everyone laughed.
He's a classic. I've met him. So, Ed, how do you sort of structure the next week and a bit? Because it's sort of uncharted territory having this 2 week build up to the finals. How do you keep that intensity up with your training?
Oh, we just got to go out there and train and get the intensity up. Like we're not going to go out there and not train hard. So you can't hide because we've got GPSs on and, you know, they got footy.
So they know if you're not putting in.
Yeah, they know if they're not putting in. And if you're not putting in, you got Birdman comes up to you and goes, listen, you got to sprint around the square because your high speed's not up. Your high intensity running's not up. I got that last week a little bit too. He told me to run around the square.
So that happened in the middle of training or at the end of training?
In the middle of training. So when the guys are having their break,
yeah.
If your high intensity running's not up, they'll come up and say, listen, what you need to do is a couple of stride throughs to get your high intensity speed up.
Oh, that's
so you really can't hide at training. So they know exactly what you're doing, what speed you're doing and how far you're running. So yeah, it's pretty full on. So you can't hide.
That is unbelievable. Everyone who's ever trained at any level of sport knows there are times you go and think, not today.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered.
Yeah, you can't.
You can never have that day.
Well, I think, yeah, you can't have that day, especially at AFL level.
Yeah, crikey.
You can get away with that.
Lucky they can't track our effort levels in here, Dave. We'd be real strife, I reckon.
Start wearing a GPS vest.
The next week, we'll go hard this week, and then next week it'll, you know, calm down a little bit and get back into the normal schedule that we had during the season.
It must be a weird feeling within the North Melbourne camp at the moment with Ferrito, Del Santo and Harvey all knowing that they're pretty much at the end of their careers. Do you reckon that's going to be a negative or a positive for them?
I don't know. It is weird, like you said. You know, these, you listen to it over the...
Louis thinks it's weird too.
And knowing that, you know, couple of your best players, like Boomer's probably their best player, not going to be there next year, and they're going into the final series with it. It's tough. I don't know what to say about that, but it seems weird.
Hmm.
I don't know what mindset that would have because it'll be different. Like,
It's a little toss of a coin because it could be we're going to do it for Boomer, we're going to do it for the rest of the boys, or maybe they're all depressed and flat and thinking, what a way to treat the club legends. It's hard to know.
Yeah, so... I might ask Lindsay Thomas when he comes over, go have a coffee with him and tell him, listen, don't kick any goals this week and hope she's don't play well.
So, mates, the week off, are you taking a week off from the fun facts as well?
No, I've got a fun fact.
Oh, excellent.
Let me just get that one up, though. I remember when I started, I said that John Butcher was the only John in the AFL.
Oh, now he's not in the AFL.
So there are no Johns in the AFL anymore.
How can there not be a John in the AFL? That's weird, remarkable. Isn't it?
Yeah, they're like Johns have a proud history in the AFL with the likes of the John Kennedy, John Coleman, John Patton, and John Longmire. But there's no more Johns in the AFL anymore.
One of those names has just fallen from popularity.
Well, there's one where it says that last year the name John edged out Phoenix to take out the 93rd spot on the list for the most popular boys' name in Australia.
We don't have any Phoenixes in the AFL, either.
No, we don't. We need to get a Phoenix in there.
Plenty of Rorys.
A lot of responsibility. If there's any Johns coming up in the draft in November this year, a lot of responsibility on there.
Yeah, mate. It'll be on my fun fact.
Exactly.
Well, Ed, I strongly suspect that you have to catch a plane to Melbourne today. You don't need to confirm or deny that, but I reckon if you're a betting man, you'd say that eBets will be flying to Melbourne.
Now, put it this way. If he's not on a plane later today... Our program tomorrow will be lambasting the judges of the All-Australian team from start to finish.
It'll be like the number that we did on the Metro Review panel last week, only worse. Enjoy the break, Eddie.
Louis
and
he's cool sitting around here.
Look at Louis. Oh, he's got the sunnies on.
Sunnies on inside. It's sunny outside.
What a dude.
Hey, did you like running out with Dad the other day?
Yeah.
Did you run out on the ground?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who did we play?
Eagles.
No, you didn't run out against Eagles. No. Who did you run out against?
Port Power.
Port Power, yes, we did. And did you like that? Did you tell all your friends?
Yeah.
Did they see you run out?
Yeah, no.
No, they didn't. And where are we going at the end of the year? Do you want to tell everybody?
Everybody's coming my birthday.
Everybody's coming to your birthday?
All my school friends.
All your school friends?
Yeah.
What are you going to have at your birthday? Everyone's coming. You boys are invited to your birthday. There you go. How old are you turning?
Party at Louis' place.
I'm four.
You're turning four, so it's fourth birthday. Party at Yeah, Eddie's place.
Party at the Betts' house. Your dad was telling us how there was people trying to find Pokemons in your front yard, Louie.
Yeah.
Are you into the Pokemon catching?
No, and yeah. We were looking for a Pokemon.
You were looking for a Pokemon?
We were catching Pokemon.
Have you caught many?
You've caught heaps, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, mate, let's hope you keep catching heaps of Pokemons, and let's hope your dad kicks 5 goals next Saturday night.
How many goals?
Oh, 6. He's held up 5 fingers.
No, that was 5. Like that.
4 and 1. Yeah.
Four and 1.
So that's 5.
Five. Goals. Remember,
I can't. No, actually, I can't, Eddie.
He's had a remarkable strike rate, Louis, with getting the goal predictions right. Let's hope he's right again. 5 goals, the official.
The Oracle.
Count. Yeah, he is.
The Crystal Ball Kid. On Yeti. Thanks for coming in. Thanks, Louis.
Thanks, guys.
See you next week.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's have a look at traffic. Thanks to Dave Bodonza.
Thumbs up doesn't work on radio.
Yeah, you got it.